Hello, 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 and welcome to the edition of the Jolly Heretic. Now, today I would like to talk about the idea often expressed by woke women that they feel literally unsafe because of things that people have said, opinions that people have. They feel literally unsafe. Now, you might think this is an exaggeration, but I would like to take their side and show the psychology of why they would feel literally unsafe. But before I do that, I would like to remind you, please subscribe. It really helps if you do that. Please subscribe here, and most importantly, subscribe over on my Substack, jollyheretic.com, where you can get all of the best stuff that I can't put on YouTube, the spiciest content, in-person interviews, vlogs, all kinds of fascinating stuff for as little as the pint of beer a month. So please go over there and subscribe, and preferably become a paid subscriber. Now, these kinds of women that say they are literally unsafe, I was inspired to look into this by a fascinating article in The Independent called entitled Female Students Fear for Their Safety as Anti-Abortion Society Set Up by Three Men. This was published on the 20th of February. Over 15,000 people have signed a petition voicing concerns about the new society. Now, what have they actually said about this pro-life society at the University of Manchester? Well, second-year linguistics student Heather Bowling says to The Independent that it's directly enabling misogynistic hate speech and it's terrible that it's allowed to exist. My heart dropped, she said. It felt like I was at the beginning of a new Margaret Atwood novel. The society makes me feel inferior and weak compared to my male counterparts. I've had countless messages from girls who fear for their safety. It is harmful. It's going to harm people. And then they interviewed an anonymous student, former student at the University of Manchester, and she said, I have had multiple messages from women who have been through abortions and have felt personally victimised and threatened by the presence of this society on campus. And an anonymous student said that it would have driven her mad if the society had existed. While I knew it was feasible for me to have a baby, the constant stream of guilt from people who aren't in similar circumstances would make it difficult. I kept thinking I'm a murderer or evil, like people say, she told The Independent. I felt so dirty and horrible for ages after, and having a bunch of boys externally reinforce this would have driven me mad. Now, let's read between the lines what is actually going on here. There are numerous studies which have shown that mental instability, that is to say, feeling negative feelings very strongly, guilt, anxiety, that sort of thing, is associated with being left-wing, whereas mental stability is associated with being right-wing. I don't need to look into why that is. I've looked at it in numerous other videos, but that is the case. Now, one expression, one particular example of being very mentally unstable is a personality disorder, which is much higher among women than among men, called borderline personality disorder. And an example of this is vulnerable narcissism. And this is what you are seeing here. Borderline personality disorder is about 50% genetic and about 50% to do with environment. It is people who have a fundamental fear of abandonment. To the extent that it's environmental, it's caused by basically abusive or semi-abusive parents. Parents that are inconsistent. Parents that don't give you love when you need it. Parents that are unpredictable. Parents who can't be relied on. The kind of parents that will suddenly snap at you and you don't understand why. The kind of parents that will suddenly be nice to you and you don't understand why. Inconsistent, bad parenting. Mentally unstable parents, basically, who cannot be relied upon to address your needs. Who cannot be relied upon to give you love when you need it, who will leave you crying, who cannot be relied upon to attend to you. And so the child comes to not see the world as a loving place, as a stable, predictable place, where when it is unhappy, its needs are met. Rather, the child comes to see the world as an unstable place in which it's basically on its own and it can't really trust anything and it doesn't have that fundamental sense of security, that fundamental sense of love. The moment it feels love, then suddenly it's randomly abandoned. It can't rely on the parents. And so it develops this fundamental sense of just nothing, of nothing at the core, of no sense of security at the core, of a fear of abandonment. This means that such people are constantly struggling with extremely negative feelings. They're constantly wondering who they are, what they are, where they are. They have no sense of security within the world. And most of all, they are constantly fearing abandonment. They are constantly fearing that negative things will happen to them because that's what they've been brought up to understand, that at any moment, something extremely negative could happen to them. And so they are constantly trying to anticipate negative things happening, constantly trying to find ways of controlling their environment to avoid negative things happening or to survive if negative things do happen, because negative things, abandonment, lack of love, violence, abuse, whatever, will randomly happen. And at the same time, they will be extremely overwhelmingly happy when positive things happen, because it's just so unexpected. I mean, positive things happen and no one loves them, and so therefore they will become absolutely overwhelmed. So they feel feelings very strongly. They feel positive feelings very strongly, because this allows them to bond with the few people that ever showed them any love. And they feel negative feelings unbelievably strongly. They catastrophize. They become easily emotionally dysregulated. The slightest thing goes wrong and they will think to themselves, oh my God, everything could go wrong, because there's no fundamental sense of security. So they catastrophize, they get worse and worse and worse, the dysregulation gets worse and worse and worse, they're utterly overwhelmed by negative feelings, such that 84% of girls that have borderline personality disorder engage in self-harm, 70% attempt to commit suicide, and 10% die by suicide. So they can literally be overwhelmed so much by negative feelings that they kill themselves. Now, one of the ways that they deal with this is what's called vulnerable narcissism. So there's narcissism, grandiose narcissism. This is where you basically tell yourself that you're brilliant and you really feel it. And those that say you're not brilliant are damaging your narcissistic idea and having power over you, and you can't stand that, so you attack them. And there's those that don't really feel that they're brilliant. The vulnerable narcissist that tells themselves they're brilliant as a way of coping with lots of negative feelings, but doesn't really feel it at all, and so throughout the day can oscillate between wanting to kill themselves and feeling that they're wonderful, wanting to kill themselves and feeling that they're wonderful, wanting to kill themselves and feeling that they're wonderful. And in order to cope with their negative feelings and their fundamental feelings that they're no good, that they're useless, that they're rubbish, that they're shit, that no one loves them, that they're going to be abandoned, they have to force themselves to tell themselves, you know, I am fab, to feel they're morally superior. Now, what these people are doing is, of course, reminding them of the negative feelings, the things they're trying to suppress, that actually, no, they're not morally superior. Actually, they've had an abortion and they've killed their child and they're a murderer. And by inducing that in them, by puncturing their narcissism and by reminding them of that, that could potentially make them feel unsafe, make them feel threatened, because they're threatened by their own feelings. They know they can become overwhelmed to such an extent that they might kill themselves. So you're inducing that in them. So when they say they feel literally unsafe, that's what they're talking about. Likewise, these kinds of women will tell themselves that, you know, they are morally superior to everybody else because they are right and they are correct and they are morally good. By questioning that, you're questioning the thing which makes them feel that they're superior and they're morally good. And that, if you do that, you puncture it, you lead them back to all those negative feelings they have about themselves that they're suppressing by telling themselves.
Are you ready for the future of the West?